don't take money, it don't take fame, it don't take credit cards to ride this particular train that we call the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park, and on our last legs. I'm Mike Pesca, coming up the BPP Book Club. But first, let's get the latest news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mike. Genocide, it's the rare word that doesn't lose its power. Diplomats don't use it lightly. Sometimes they're afraid to even say it. That's why today's news is big. The International Criminal Court accuses Sudan's president of committing genocide. The ICC indicted Omar al-Bashir. Charges include trying to wipe out Africans in Darfur with a campaign of murder and rape. There was concern the indictment might make things worse for refugees and peacekeeping troops there. A Sudanese government spokesman told Reuters they don't recognize the indictment and they'll continue to work on the peace process while protecting U.N. staffers in Sudan. Ohio will be a hard-fought battleground for the presidential candidates. This week they'll both visit as the NAACP holds its convention in Cincinnati. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
Senator John McCain will address the convention later this week, while Senator Barack Obama is set to deliver his speech tonight. The event comes a week after derogatory off-the-cuff comments by civil rights activist and former presidential candidate Jesse Jackson hit the airwaves. Jackson unwittingly sniped into an open microphone that Obama was speaking down to black people in some of the candidate's speeches. The dust-up highlights the generational differences between the two politicians, just as Obama goes before the nation's oldest civil rights organization. Jackson has since apologized, and the two are likely to cross paths during the NAACP convention.
NPR's Audie Cornish reporting. McCain today will speak before Hispanic voters at the National Council of La Raza. He fought for an immigration bill popular with Latinos for its path to citizenship. Conservatives were furious, and the bill nearly sunk his campaign. As of late, he stressed border security ahead of citizenship. Polls show Obama with a double-digit lead among Hispanics. And you can't appeal the laws of physics, and they can give as easily as take away. California firefighters got some of the rain they were hoping for, but that same rain triggered mudslides. They've damaged dozens of homes, and many burn zones got no rain. There are still nearly 300 fires around the state. The feds will bail out troubled mortgage finance companies Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That story sounds a little complicated because it is, but it's also important. Anyone who owns a home wants to or knows someone who does. That probably includes you. So here's NPR's Jim Ciroli with more.
The announcement came after a rocky week in which investors fled the two companies, driving down their stock price and raising questions about their viability. Regulators spent the weekend searching for ways to prop up the companies and announced their plan early Sunday evening, just in time for the opening of the Asian stock markets. The Federal Reserve said it would allow the companies to borrow from its discount lending window. Meanwhile, the Treasury Department said it would temporarily raise the company's credit limits. It will also ask Congress for permission to buy shares of the companies when needed. The moves are designed to send a message that the companies have access to plenty of money and that investors shouldn't be afraid to buy their securities.
NPR's Jim Ciroli with that story. And that is the news for now. Plenty more online at npr.org.
This is NPR.